Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And people always say to me, Dave, what can we do to help the cause? Simple. Take work like this and share it, particularly with people that might be persuaded to vote for Trump, people who are kind of caught in the middle, independents. And maybe Democrats that are just disenchanted with how their party is going, as well they should be. So please share far and wide. That's really important. We have a terrific sponsor for you here that we want to talk about. And I got to tell you, it's good for pain relief. It's good for every kind of relief. And it's not habit forming. It's completely natural. Are you feeling pain today? Do you feel pain when you work out? Do you feel pain at night when you get up in the morning? Well, you don't want to mess with opioids, obviously. You don't want narcotic painkillers. Let me take you to what you want to take. I have a product here, and I just love this product. It's from Dr. Clint Winters. You ever seen the guy? I mean, the guy's a bodybuilder, and he says, "Hey, I work out like 20-year-olds, and I don't feel any pain." And this is just incredible. And it's all completely natural. And it's called Canalidine. And Canalidine just blocks pain receptors and allows you to continue on with your life. And if you click this link that I'm going to put in the description box, if you're watching on social media, you're going to be able to take this and try it for free. And here's what I mean by for free. 90-day money back guarantee. This is absolutely fantastic. And you'll not feel groggy. There'll be no hangover effect with you. It's completely natural and you take no risk. So if you've got pain, you want to try this. The URL to go to, okay, and we really want to send you here. You're just a few days away from pain relief. Go to trikono.com/Dave. Trikono.com/Dave. And you can see for yourself, it's absolutely incredible. And I got to tell you, the reviews, the testimonials are out of sight. All right, we want to go to and take a look at something here that is very disturbing. First of all, I'm going on the record. There's been now three assassinations of Trump, and we're going to talk about something that may not qualify as an assassination, but it would have been a disabling event had it affected him. And we're going to get into what that is. But assassination number one, Butler. Assassination number two attempt, the golf course. And number three was Wednesday morning, Nassau County, right near where Trump was going to speak, bombs found in a car. Oh, they denied it, but here's the deal. This is Bongino had it. He reported it. Local paper reporter, online edition, Doug Hagman found it when he was interviewing me. And he says, Dave, take a look at this. And we looked at it, and I got off and I got on and I found some sources that were highlighting this. And then about a half hour later, some of these disappeared, and you had pages of mainstream media with Google sponsoring the search. Oh, it's a false report. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. This was to be a mass casualty event in which Trump was killed. Oh, wrong place, wrong time. So sorry. Must have been MAGA that did it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's been three assassinations on attempts on Donald Trump with Wednesday, the 18th, as being the operative date for the third assassination. But we have more. We have more. There was something that happened also in Tucson. 20 people seated behind Trump on stage rushed to the ER with blurred vision and eye burns after a rally in Tucson, Arizona. Now, I'm going to read to you some of the identities and what they represent. And you tell me if you don't see a pattern here. This is from Arizona Globe. Journalist Christy Kelly has reported troubling development following former President Donald Trump's rally in Tucson last Thursday. And why didn't this make the mainstream media before now? Why is it coming out this late? It just got published today. Talk about cover-up. Kelly noted that as many as 20 people were affected by these symptoms, whom all were seated on the left side of the stage. Many supporters seated behind Trump on stage went to the ER after the rally with blurred vision and burning to the eyes. And Kelly went on to say on X that we think at least 20 people were affected. The cause of the symptoms remain unknown. And of course, the proverbial investigation's going on, which is total horse crap. Now, I want you to listen to some of the identities here. They were from a group, largely Latinos for Trump. Talk about putting a bullseye on your back, and God bless you people, seriously. And I hope that you all have a speedy recovery. The group were among the most severely impacted, including Pastor Eli Marino and his wife, Francesca. Pastor Marino described mild discomfort, but his wife's symptoms were far worse. Her blurred vision, her face swelled up, and we had to rush her to the nearest Walgreens for help. Mrs. Marino's symptoms persisted for several days despite treatment in the ER, and she's now been referred to an ophthalmologist for further care. Okay. Another attendee, Myra Rodriguez, a Planned Parenthood whistleblower. Oh, big bullseye on the back there. Shared a similar experience, explaining that just 30 minutes after leaving the rally, she was unable to open her eyes due to extreme burning. When I got to the hospital, they told me I had a chemical burn. Days later, I'm still dealing with blurry vision and sensitivity to light. This is just amazing. And none of this in the mainstream media until it hit the local Arizona paper. The emergency room staff, from the triage nurse to the PA, asked me, "Are you sure you didn't get sprayed with something? Your symptoms look like you got sprayed with something. I can't see anything. When I try to open my eyes, I see bright light. It hurts. It hurts a lot to open my eyes. I have this cold cloth I put on and constantly put on and off. It's horrible." Okay. News Channel 4 now got involved in Tucson. And they said the doctors were unable to pinpoint exactly what caused the injuries. Now, fortunately, her vision started to improve as of Tuesday. The outlet added her initial thoughts of it being allergies, says, no, that's not what it was. Okay. And then there was a brother and a sister that was seated nearby who wished to remain anonymous, and they had experienced the same exact kind of symptoms. The Trump campaign has been collecting information. And the Trump campaign says we remain committed that we are going to get to the bottom of this. You know, here's the bottom line, okay? You got three assassination attempts on Trump. And now you have this stuff that came out that was completely covered up and blacked out by the mainstream media, severely affecting people. And was it meant for Trump? But they weren't able to get the whatever the agent was in that direction because they weren't that far away from Trump. So you got to think he was a target. So he couldn't complete what he was doing. And this is a big deal for Kamala Harris to carry Arizona. She has to get almost 100% of the vote in Tucson for a very, very liberal city. But the people there buy groceries and food too, and they're pissed off and they're looking to go back to the good old days of Trump. Hence, you see Latinos for Trump, and now they get targeted. Isn't it interesting? Particularly one who is also a whistleblower against Planned Parenthood. Wow, this is absolutely phenomenal. I'm awestruck at this, how this did not make the national news. But wait a minute, wait a minute. Assassination attempt number three, reported by major public figures, newspapers covering their online edition, and whoop, we just wipe it all out. Hey, it didn't happen, folks, because they didn't get him. They had to deny the attempt. And that's really what's going on. And then you have these people that are attacked. The Democrats are behind every one of these. How can you people out there even consider voting for Kamala? And let me just say this to you very clearly. If Donald Trump wasn't clearly in the lead and had a huge lead, which he does, they wouldn't be trying so hard to kill him. They wouldn't need to. Why would you engage in a high-risk activity? I think you follow what I'm saying here, folks. This is ridiculous what's happening. And you need to take this and share it far and wide and then challenge these people. How can you vote for people that would do this? If they'll do it to these people, what won't they do to you? Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Real problems, real solutions, unlike a lot of infiltrators that have come into the alternative media, and they just bombard you, negativity, 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 and they never have solutions to go by. And well, we try both here, but we really focus on it on TV. We're getting 5-star ratings from the world's major platforms. Check us out, thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless all of you. And I do appreciate you being here.